This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there as well, including getting involved in the conversation. You know, you got to pick up my new book. One of you will buy it. No, I'm just kidding. There have been quite a few sold. But, you know, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it up on Amazon. You can find it up on my website as well. You know, it's all those politically correct conversations that you're afraid to have, you don't want to have. You can see how I'm having them. Seriously. And I give you some ammunition that you can work with. When you speak to other people about it. Look, you know, you white guys, why are you so afraid to talk about abortion? Why are you so afraid to talk about same-sex marriage? Why are you so afraid to talk about the lunacy of the left? I don't get it. And it's not that you have to be in somebody's face. It's not that you have to call them all kinds of names. Not that you have to be nasty about it. But you definitely can be, assertive about it. You can definitely be sure of what you're saying. You can definitely, you know, come out and let people know how you feel and give them something to work with. I believe I do that in the book. I really do. If I don't, I'm sorry. I apologize. You can write me a nasty note, but I believe I do that in the book. If you want to go, you know, Amazon's a new place. If you head up there for it, they let you flick through the pages. So if you want to see what the book is about, you want to see the table of contents and that kind of stuff, I think we'll be on the same page. And don't tell me I'm preaching to the choir either. I had somebody tell me I was preaching to the choir. You'd be surprised how many people that you think are on your side, that you think the same way you do. And I'm telling you, you're going to be floored to find out they don't. You're going to be floored to find out that they don't approach things the same way you do, even though you think they do. I had a friend of mine I thought he was a staunch conservative. I thought we thought alike. I thought we were on the same page. Until he told me he was voting for Bernie Sanders. I was like, really? Seriously? Where did that come? I mean, how many hits off the crack pipe did you have to take to come up with that one? Seriously. I mean, come on. Give it some thought. So anyhow, it's one of those things where I sit there and say, you have to make your point known. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it. It'll be the best $15 you ever spent. Seriously. And it helps keep us, and for those of you who hate commercials, helps drive down the commercials. Now, one of the guys that we love to dislike, Al Gore. And, you know, if you don't think, if you're one of those people they say can't get any worse, oh, please don't wish that on the rest of us. Yes, they can get worse, okay? Al says that the Electoral College is thwarting our ability to battle global warming.
That's right.
And the funny part about it, I know what he's saying. His belief now is because of Donald Trump, there's no way. And the people that Donald is appointing to some of these seats. That's the other thing about you Dems out there listening. I got news for you. Stop saying that Trump isn't appointing or looking at the people that you like, okay? Or the people that you think would be right. See, all the people you thought were okay, were right, they were voted against. I don't know if you caught that or not. Especially after today. I don't know if you caught the fact that we don't want the same old. We don't want the Al Gores of the world telling us that everything we do. I mean, you know how crazy California is? They're gonna They're gonna fine farmers for how much gas their cows release. This is the state of California. Forgive me, because there's a lot of people here I love. It is the cesspool of the country. Look at all the stupid things that we do out here. And you know what? I blame you. Forgive me. I have friends that are Democrats. They've been Democrats all their life. And they come up after this stuff hits, and they go, "What happened? You happened. You voted these boneheads in." In California, there's a law in the books, and bless God, there's a friend of mine that's trying to get it. You know, he's in the legislature. He's trying to get it turned around. He's trying to get a bill out there. But basically, for all intents and purposes, even though the bill isn't written this way, but they're sneaky up there. You don't feed your kid the way the state thinks you ought to feed your kid. You force your kid to go to church. You're giving them homeopathic fixes, supplements, whatever, for health. So if you don't educate them right, as far as the state's concerned, you don't feed them right, you don't give them the proper medication the way the state feels it should be, they can take your children away from you and put them in foster care until you agree to do it a different way. Now, isn't that perfect? What does that sound like to you? Does not sound like a free society to me. But this is California. I mean, we're crazy for being here. But it's getting worse here. And then the bill about how much the emissions of the cows, are we serious? Those are the kind of things that people talked about sitting around the room in a field after they smoked three or four joints. And they go, "Look at all this brown air. Look at all the cows. Must be from the cows. Man, pass the bong this way." I mean, seriously. I'm sorry. Get back to Al Gore. But he was part of that team. I bet you he was sitting there smoking a dope along with the rest of them. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing.
How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. Listen to the real side. Yeah, I am already gone. Some people will tell you that anyway. I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see if I can get this to play. I know, I'll get to Al Gore in a minute, I promise you. But this California thing has got me so teed off. I want you to hear these California lunatics, and I do mean lunatics, talking about new bills to protect immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're illegals. See, my beef even with the people that have been here, oh, you've been here for 20 years. What have you done to try to get legal? Have you done anything? And not only that, you don't have to become a citizen. Get a green card. Become a legal resident. How about you do that? That way we can track you. You're here legally. You're paying taxes.
California wants no expedited removal without due process.
California what? State? You boneheads, the 70 of you standing in the picture? Or all of us? Please, be specific.
No mass deportations and no more bigoted rhetoric.
What is bigoted rhetoric? Calling somebody, so if somebody says to me, knowing I'm Italian, look, give the paper or give the card or give the whatever to the Italian guy sitting right. You can't miss him. He's right there. Okay. So what is it? Is that bigoted? Because I don't know what these words mean anymore. They throw them around. I'll be nice. They throw them around and they don't mean the same thing after a while. They mean absolutely nothing.
President-elect lays out the mass deportation strategy on national television, vastly overstating the number of undocumented immigrants in the United States.
Look at Trump said 3 million. There's more than that. There's more than that in this state of California alone. Right? Even the government, the federal government, agrees that there's 11 to 12 million illegals in this country. I think it's closer to 20. So what do these guys think? See, again, you guys on the left, just because you say it doesn't make it true. You can't even get on the same page with each other. This mantra of there's not many of them, you're going to rip families apart. No. Trump specifically said if you're here, you're here criminally to begin with if you haven't checked in, if you would. But the guy that shot the girl in San Francisco, he'd been released, three times? Caught and released? He should have been sent back to Mexico. You know what they should do with these guys? Here's my plan. Instead of trying to fly a plane in there and trying to get the Mexican government to work with you, here's what I would do. I'd get one of them parachute planes. You know the ones where they have all the guys lined up, right, with the hook on them? You're already laughing. You know what I'm going to do, right? I would put a parachute on every one of those guys. And I'd put it on with zip ties so they couldn't get it off. And every one of them, I would go deep into Mexico and push them out of the plane, one by one. Okay?
Southern border of Mexico is where they need to be.
Yeah. I don't care. Deep in or close to the south, whatever. As long as they're within, right? And I would make sure that chute deployed the whole nine yards. That's what I would do. And that way there, they can, once their legs get healed or whatever, you know, because they don't know how to jump out or what have you, they can go ahead and walk all the way back up again or get on top of a train. If the Department of Homeland Security wants to call me, there's my idea. I'll help you with that.
Who have committed violent crimes. He is confirming our worst fears. California celebrates diversity.
Okay, so diversity. How about legal diversity? Can we do that? Can California celebrate legal diversity? Would that be too much to ask for? See, the loons, the words mean nothing anymore. Anything they could do to possibly get one, but it didn't help you guys. The votes didn't help you guys, did it? I truly believe in the state of California. See, if you took the California loan out of the equation, Hillary got snookered. Right? But I saw things go down in this state. I got phone calls from things that were going down in the state of California. Two Hispanic guys and an Asian guy going down a strip mall, knocking on the doors and telling people to come to vote at the end of the strip mall. And you ready for this one? You ready for this? It didn't matter whether you were registered to vote. Didn't matter. So what do you think that means? Right? They probably had a list of dead people. Here's your name you're going to use. Here's your name, because you don't have to show ID. And what's funny is in the recalls, she won nothing. Nothing worked out for them. Have they figured out yet that the cheating is not going to work anymore? People have had it. They're done with this garbage. They want an open and fair election. Well, they'd be asking for too much, maybe. I don't know. All right. I'll get the gore. Anyway, Gore says the Electoral College is thwarting our ability to battle global warming. If you ask David Brearley, is this Brearley? Whatever the heck his name is. Brearley plays a critical and entirely accidental role in the climate change because of his position as chair of the Committee on Postponed Parts within the Constitutional Convention of 1787. While drafting the U.S. Constitution, the convention left several sticky questions to Brearley's committee, such as the manner by which the U.S. presidents would be elected. Brearley and the committee were stuck between two different choices, election by the U.S. Congress or election by the voting public. Thank you, Jesus, that they didn't leave it to the Congress, huh? You know, the big problem that our founding fathers made, they trusted us. I'm serious. I'm not joking. They trusted us. And you know what the funny thing about it was? They knew we would screw it up. They didn't want to leave it up to man, but these guys probably couldn't think this deviously. That's why they couldn't fill some of these holes. The committee opted for a middle ground solution, electoral college that would vote on behalf of the citizens, which would be populated based on the number of congressional seats assigned to each state. It is this solution, brilliant at the time, that leads us to Brearley's legacy on the climate change. Because over the course of the last 200 plus years, the Electoral College, which provides for stronger voting power per person in more rural areas. Let me repeat that. The Electoral College provides for stronger voting power per person in more rural areas and less populated states. Which means the major cities don't get all the power. Now, they've elected four U.S. presidents who clearly lost the popular vote. 1878, 1888, 2000, and 2016, two of those elections have occurred during the period in which we have known about the causes and impacts of carbon dioxide emissions and climate change. In both cases, the impacts of those elections have very likely had profound impacts on actions because George W., he was not interested in climate change, apparently. He's probably like me, didn't understand it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. I'll be back right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the Nasdaq up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. To my video game,
I got a 99 camera, a solid color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. And you better be, come on, guys, let's work here. We got Christmas coming down here. Let's try to do a little bit more on the American-made side of the world. That would be great, getting some of our people back to work. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I know it's almost impossible to do. A little research. Come on, you're behind your computer all day. Get that stupid smartphone in your hand all day. Find some American-made products you can buy. Something that'll help. Don't you think? Anyway, before I get back to my global warming... Yeah, it's funny, because what do you guys said, you know, in the Facebook feed? It's true. They've changed this thing. We did a show... We do the show over and over again on Earth Day. Which I always love, because, see, if you're religious in the old days, if you were a prophet and you predicted something and didn't come out, we were able to stone you, legally stone you to death. And so that was kind of cool, because every single one of the things they said that was going to happen on Earth Day back in, I think it was in the early 70s, right? Every one of them did not come true. Every single one of them. Because New York was supposed to be under, what, 8 feet of water, 12, 15, 20 feet of water, whatever it was. Ridiculous. You wouldn't be able to live on the first two floors of any building. I mean, a third of the world was going to be wiped out because of famine, because there wasn't going to be any rain. I mean, I can go on and on and on with this stuff. And somehow, forgive me, because I don't know if your kids really, your kids believe this stuff. Well, they're your nieces, nephews, kids. Come on, look at me. My kids, none of my kids believe this stuff, but for the most part, it's the age of my children, it's their generation that are sucking this stuff up, and then the millennials behind them. But they don't care about all this other stuff that they've got wrong in the past. Yeah, well, the global cooling will change the global warming. Neither one of those fit. Climate change. Can't nail me on anything on that, right? Probably the most definite maybe you've ever heard. I mean, think about it. So it's just, it's nuts that we've allowed them to get away with this. We've allowed them to create the narrative. That's why you've got to buy my book. I'm telling you, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it up on Amazon.com. You can find it on my website. But here's the deal. You need to be ready. You need to have the ammunition. Do not spew the party line. Do not spew the church line. You need to be ready to answer these people. Whether they like the logic or not, you need to be ready to answer them. Michael says in Detroit, three districts that had more voters than people registered. No kidding. This is not news. Not making fun of you, but it's not news. We had this happen everywhere. We've had this happen in California. You know, I mean, you got people going in. We found out in California, you can show up, you can have your license, you can show that, you know, you own the vote. This is your vote. This is what you... And if somebody's already voted for you, your vote's not going to count. You can prove who you are. They won't allow, I mean, your vote won't count. We just, the Mayans had it right. I keep telling people this. In 2012, they said the world was going to come to an end. Well, let's just say they forgot one word. The sane world was coming to an end. Because I think in the middle of the night, the globe stopped. It started spinning in the opposite direction. Everything was wrong is right. Everything was right is now wrong. Just nuts. Back to climate change in the Electoral College. So anyway, the reason they, because of the Electoral College, what they're saying is Bush got in, and he wouldn't really get into this whole climate change. Look, we can enter in all the agreements we want. You know, everybody gets that little kumbaya moment. Everybody's happy and feeling good about themselves. You know. You get into these agreements with other countries for clean air. Who's going to check out China? These are the guys who just stole a drone from us. Who's going to go over there and go, okay, we're going to check your plants. No, they're going to report on their own, right? Just like the Iranians are going to report on their own as to whether they're shooting off rockets, doing anything with the, plutonium, right? No, seriously, come on. So we're the good guys. We pass all the Clean Air Acts and all that other crap. We live to the rules, and nobody else does it, and nobody else gets hurt because the UN is the one that is supposed to issue the sanctions. It's not going to happen, right? Who's got veto power? The Russians, the Chinese, and the Americans. You really think that the Russians, the Chinese, or the Americans are ever going to get penalized? We will, and we'll pay it because Obama will cut the check. Then Al Gore went on to fame and with a Nobel Prize for his work to raise awareness of climate change. We cannot, of course, rewrite history to see how Gore presidency would have helped. It wouldn't have helped. Are you nuts? He would have put more money in his pocket. These guys leave gazillionaires when they leave the White House or what have you. It's just nuts. Al Gore, my God, no comment. Anyway. He seems to believe that he would have worked hard to pass meaningful initiatives against the reluctant Congress. Right? I mean, nothing would have changed. Really, nothing would have changed in him. Now, in atmospheric carbon dioxide terms, the 8 years of the Bush administration represents the rise from 370 parts per million... to 385 parts per million as a result of global emissions. Global being the key word here. That's about a 13% rise in carbon dioxide since the days of Brearley and about 0.15 degrees centigrade average global rise in temperature. Where are they keep talking about how the rise in temperature has been over thousands and thousands of years. Where are they getting the numbers? I mean, what was it? Was there a temperature guy 1,500 years ago that I didn't know about? That I never learned about in school? What do you want to call him? A temporologist? I mean, really, seriously. Where do these numbers... Nobody can ever tell me where these numbers come from. And since Trump doesn't believe in this stuff, they're petrified about it. You know, I'm seriously, I'm not suggesting that we take all the pollutant devices off of cars and stuff. I realize that there are emissions that come off of there. We should have clean air for our kids. Notice I said clean air. I didn't say anything about global warming, cooling, thawing, whatever. Because I don't believe in all that garbage. I really don't. I don't believe it's man-made. Okay? I believe it's a natural cause of the earth, or cycle of the earth, if you would. I don't believe for a second that it's man-made. Anyway, I don't want to do those. I'm going to do this one. So, you know, Mr. Obama came out this week, and he talked about how, what a great... They claim that we have the U.S. has got a stronger and it's more respected across the globe. Now I say this, you guys think I'm joking? I'm serious. How many hits off the? Remember that Tootsie Roll thing? How many licks off a Tootsie Roll to get to the middle of the Tootsie Roll thingy? Right. I want to know how many hits off a crack pipe you have to take to actually believe that statement, because there's people who believe it. I want to know what they're smoking, and how they get to that level. Now, Colonel Oliver North came out, was just floored by this. I don't blame him, do you? Right? And he immediately starts calling out the media outlets who failed to challenge the president on his statement. They're not going to challenge him. They love him. They worship at his feet. They're not going to do anything to make the Obamas look bad. Besides, they're probably still afraid of him and the Clintons. Right? Obama says the USA is stronger and more respected than 8 years ago. Now, for those of you who have not been in a coma for the whole 8 years, you know that statement's delusional. But no mainstream media did anything about it. The utopian Obama-Clinton-Kerry foreign policy was a disaster. No question. Total disaster. Our allies no longer trust us. Our adversaries don't respect us. And I've been saying that on the show for years. Right? You know, when you have an ally, when you have a friend, they have to know you have their back. We don't have anybody's back. We don't even have our own back. Our allies can't trust us. Our enemies laugh at us. Because we can draw the red line all we want. He's not going to do anything about it. Russia thumbs their noses at us all over Europe. They have become so strong in Europe. Mark my words. The Europeans aren't looking to us to protect them anymore. You really want the Russians protecting Europeans? Anyway, we'll talk more about this inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter it's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words. What's that? Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do a little rapid fire. I know. You love that one, don't you? I don't do it on purpose. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Buy my book. Buy my book. Buy my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy can be found at Amazon.com. You can find it a whole bunch of places, including TheRealSide.com. We're talking about the utopian environment that Mr. Obama says we live in now. And again, I say, with all due respect to the president, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take? And maybe it's a different kind of crack. I don't know. To come to that kind of conclusion in your head. You know, so Obama says that the USA is stronger and more respected than 8 years ago. Right? We already know he's delusional. They don't trust us. Our allies don't trust us for sure. Our enemies don't respect us at all. Russia's taken over in Europe and the Middle East, where we were always the... See, that's what gave us our strength, is we outnumbered allies. When Moscow hacks, Obama says, he told... Yeah, didn't you think that wasn't that great the other day? Obama comes up to the podium and says, Russia needs us to cut it out. Oh, I'm sure Putin went, oh my God, he wants us to stop. Let me stop right now. Quick. You know, get my hackers on the line. You must pop. The president says he doesn't like these. So Putin delivers high-tech SAMs to Iran and the U.S. complains to the U.N. I mean, this is how this guy deals with things. This Chicago, he grew up in Chicago. He's a Chicago thug. Excuse me. Let me apologize. He understands how Chicago thuggery works. Use a little of that on Putin. Russian aggression in Ukraine and threats to the Baltics are met with empty and hollow threats. There's no consequences. There's no, you do this and we're going to do that, or we're going to cut off this, or we're going to stop doing that. The Chinese build armed bastions and airstrips off the Philippines. And Obama whines about the... Not about the security threat. Not about what he might do to the Philippines. No. About the ecological consequences of them building those islands. Are you following this? Tell me crack isn't involved. Beijing orders a snatch and grab of a U.S. Navy unmanned submersible, and Obama files a diplomatic protest. In the Middle East... The legacy of the... You know, pick up the phone. I'd say, we know where your subs are. You get my drift? In the Middle East, the legacy of the Obama administration is genocide. A horrific refugee... It's just amazing what you see happening in the Middle East. And we're getting the blame for that because we didn't support our allies. Whether you think we should be there or not has no bearing on this. Either you support your allies or you don't. You're either a team or you're not. Now, when Obama made his grand apology tour, utopian, you know, Arab Spring speech, remember in Cairo in June of 2009? Syria had 23 million people. Today, 12 million people have been displaced, 400,000 killed, and 1.6 million wounded. Glad to see the world is a safer place, Mr. Oblamo. The Syrian civil war, Obama bug out from Iraq, the rise of ISIS, the invasion of Iraq, al-Baghdadi's caliphate, the overthrow of the Gaddafi, global spread of radical Islam to 38 countries. Why? Because instead of, as Mr. Bush put it, a kindly, gentler America, Obama wanted a weaker, more cowardly America. And look what it did. In South Sudan and Yemen, millions more innocent civilians are being driven from their homes and left to die out in the desert. Clear. And the Obama administration takes responsibility for nothing. None of this is their fault. It's either the predecessor. Now what he's saying is that the rhetoric of Mr. Trump is what's causing all this uproar. No, the uproar has been going on, Mr. Obama. Maybe you're just coming out of your high. The Obama administration, right from the start, seemed to be prepared to do whatever was necessary to make sure that Tehran got a nuke deal. They won't. They think they're safer now. I mean, oh God. He's like walking through a fire, you know, a tunnel of fire, saying, there's nothing wrong. There are no flames. It's a figment of your imagination. We're safe in here. In NATO, ally Turkey, what is it, Tayyip Erdogan, I know, I never say the, Erdogan, whatever, you know who I'm talking about. He's dealing with Moscow and Tehran and putting NATO's southern flank and the U.S. base at risk. Iranians with help from North Korea and the $1.4 billion... What do you want to call it? Settlement? Ransom paid? They're building nuke weapons at a faster pace than before. Now they got the money to pull it off. Right? And they were buying more planes to be able to ship more bombs or take more bombs over to the Palestinians. But Obama doesn't want to see any of that. None of that means anything to him. He wants everybody to work out their problems. We've been propping them up, helping them for years. He just wants to pull it out from underneath them. And yeah, I'm going off topic here, but I'm furious at the fact that when you sit down and think about everything that that man was willing to do to help everybody but Americans, it has to infuriate you. Going to help the refugees. Going to help the illegals. Going to help send their kids to school. Going to help give them the medical they need. Doesn't care whether they're here illegally or not. Doesn't care whether they're safe or not. None of that matters to him. Help the other countries that are Muslim-based that hate us. Pouring money into them like crazy. Our vets are dying in the streets. Our vets are dying in cardboard boxes. Our vets are having to wait 7, 8, 9 months to get medical care. If he cared as much about our vets, he would have opened one of those military bases like he did. He opened several, not one. He opened several for the onslaught of the illegals coming over the border, our southern border, last year. Bringing them in. Giving them medical. Giving them clothing. I'm thinking to myself, really? Really? Like a true socialist Democrat, right? You know what? He was writing checks that his bank could cash because his bank was our bank. No, absolutely no understanding of the money. If he thought it was a good cause, it was a good cause. Period. End of discussion. This is just so wrong in so many ways. And you know what's going to happen. If you conservatives don't get off your butt. Some of you I know can't stand Trump. But if you don't get off your butt and push back on your friends, on your local news sources and stuff like that, this is going to be a 24/7 assault on Trump and conservatives for the next 4 years. You ready for this? That's why I don't care if he has a Twitter account. I wish he had 15 Twitter accounts, okay? And he can go off as much as he wants to because what did you tell me today? 17 million followers or something like that? Somewhere around there?
Trump.
Yeah.
That's just on his Twitter.
Yeah, right.
He's got 30 million between Twitter and Facebook.
All right, so he's got 30 million followers between Twitter and Facebook, but he tweets like crazy. So just say he's got 17 million Twitter followers, right, and exponentially because you've got people that will retweet his stuff. So he's going to reach 22, 23 million people. Every one of those media sources don't hit that many people. Come on, think about it. He's going to get messages out to them. He's going to keep, well, you know what the media hates? He's going to keep them on their toes the whole time. He's going to have them start playing defense instead of him always having to be on defense. That's what I would be doing. I would be poking them to the point where every time they get up in the morning or they dreaded getting up in the morning and looking at their Twitter feeds because they figured he was going to poke them again. That's what I would do if I was him. He's using the new median. He knows how to do it. He needs to, in my humble opinion, he needs to keep doing it. I think he should make these people so uncomfortable they don't know what to do with themselves. That's just my personal opinion. And you need to keep them doing that. You also need to keep them doing that. Look, Comey slap down Obama. This guy is so delusional. The FBI said the Russians, right, that the Russians didn't have the influence or didn't hack the systems like Obama would like you to believe they did. So I don't know, again, it's going to be up to us to change this. It's going to be up to us to stay on this. It's going to be up to us to make sure, I won't say that we keep these guys honest, but we definitely make sure we make it very uncomfortable for them not to tell the truth. So I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, responding to some of my stuff. And please, please, please head up to the website, head up to Amazon.com, either one of them. Buy the book, Ramblings of a White Ring, right? You never know, I wrote it. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Thanks so much for being with me. Be safe. Have a great rest of the day.